We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'm your co-host this hour, as well as all hours to come. I will always be here for everybody. So exciting. Along with Dr. Dean. We will never give up, will we, Carolyn?
No, we won't. People say, you're in Maui. Are you retired? No, I will never retire.
I will never retire. I will never give up. So we are here to talk to every single one. Well, Dr. Dean will talk to everybody. I'll just play with the phone. But we've got several callers waiting, and so that's awesome. And again, just a reminder, if you are on the phone and you want to talk to Dr. Dean yourself, you've got to hit *9 on your keypad to raise your hand and let me know you want to talk to her. And one by one, I will announce your area code, beginning with our first caller tonight, area code 719. So I'll say area code 719, please unmute your phone, either by hitting the blue button that's gone to your computer screen or hitting *6. And there she is. Hello, 719. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi, this is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
I have a couple questions for you today.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one is about, they say that breathlessness is a symptom of the AFib. And I was wondering if you could explain that to me. That seems to be my biggest problem right now. I think my AFib is doing better, but I have this breathlessness every few days, and sometimes it's really bad and sometimes it's pretty slight. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand what it is.
So is it you catching your breath, or you're trying to do something and you realize you're short of breath?
It feels like being short of breath, but I don't even have to be doing anything.
Yeah.
Be sitting here and it happens.
Well, it's the way the heart works, if the AFib is interfering with the blood going in and out of the heart, and the way the blood goes, you know, through the lungs and through the body, it can catch your breath. That's the symptom that I used to have, where I'd almost cough and catch my breath. But the fatigue is more like there's not enough blood kind of to your lungs to oxygenate them. So we also call it air hunger. You're not getting enough air or oxygen in your lungs, but what could you do about that? Do you do breathing exercises, Pamela?
Yes, and that does seem to help, but it doesn't stop it from coming back, you know?
I know. We have to get rid of this AFib. You know, that's pretty much the bottom line.
I do think that the suggestion you made to me last week, I guess it was, or two weeks ago, of more potassium, I think that is helping.
Okay, good.
But I still have some of it. It's not near as strong a beating, mm-hmm. but I still have it fairly often. And to me, what's really weird about the whole thing is it usually starts during my sleep during the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Well, the thing of it is, it's there's so many symptoms that can be related. If you're saying the extra potassium is helping, how much are you on now, Pamela?
Of what? The magnesium?
The potassium. You said
one teaspoon.
Right.
You said to start flow. So I've
Correct.
Just done one.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go to 2 teaspoons if it's helping, then you probably need more. But I know I haven't given you the answer to what exactly is causing the breathing problems, but I think you have to try to ignore it and not put a focus on it.
Okay, well, it was interesting that you suggested something about the fatigue, and it really... When that and, of course, the palpitations also really get going. Boy, I get so tired, and I get so tired I can't even. I'm falling asleep during the middle of the day just sitting up.
Right, right. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, when you have atrial fibrillation, the heart is usually there's tachycardia or extra beats. You know, it's a lot of work. Even, you know, if people think of when they're on a treadmill and they get off the treadmill, your heart is beating really fast and you're tired from that. So it's the work of the heart. It can also be, you know, it can be some backup of fluid in the lungs too. So you have to be aware of, you know, keeping your regular doctor appointments and everything to make sure that that's not happening.
Okay.
Do you have fluid in your ankles building up?
I did at one point, but I don't think there is now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if it's not in your ankles, it's not likely in your lungs, but you know, we never want people to avoid their doctor because a doctor can give you good information. You don't necessarily have to take the drugs they say, but you really have to, you know, that's the only place you're going to get examined and tested. Okay.
Right. What I'm doing with my doctor, she's a DO. So she's got me on a regular once a month appointment with her to do the, what do they call it? Manipulation.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So I'm seeing her regularly. Mm-hmm. We don't call a lot about the AFib and that kind of stuff. But if I have a question, I do ask mm-hmm. her at that time.
Right. So just be aware that shortness of breath can be a bit of fluid on the lungs, but it usually goes along with fluid in the ankles. And if that happens, you tell your doctor. And, you know, that can mean... You just have to do more exercise to, you know, push the blood. But if you get your potassium up, then it's likely that that's going to help take care of more of this AFib.
Okay. Okay. Glad to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super. Okay. What else?
My other question is kind of off the. That kind of things that you talk about, so you may not even want to answer this. I am doing my will, mm-hmm. and there is a paragraph in there, the one that they wrote up for me, that I'm concerned about because it says that I will be willing to let the person that's directing them at the point of death, this is,
mm-hmm.
Give me any medications or anything that they're recommending. And I don't take medications, so I'm not real thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can tell them to forget that paragraph or if I, what to
yeah.
do with that.
Yeah, you can remove it if you don't want medication for, if you're not in a state where you can say yes or no, and you don't want medications, then that can be written into your will.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was trying to figure out how to do it. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's no problem. You know, some people just... anyway, let's not get into it. You can direct them to remove that paragraph.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, well, that's it for me then today. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your information.
Oh, you're welcome.
I wish I could absorb more of it faster.
Well, you can re-listen to the shows. Jenny will. Do you know how to do that? I don't really know what to tell you. Jenny, can you come on and tell the audience how to re-listen to the shows?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can go to drcarolindeanlive.com, yeah. drcarolindeanlive.com, and then at the very top, across the top, it says podcasts. And there's a couple things you could do. You could either subscribe to the podcast, which means you'll get them uploaded to your technology anytime you want. But if you don't do podcast subscriptions, then you can just go there and just hit podcast and it will start to play them for you. And you can go through and select ones that you like, that you'd like to get more information on. And you can just click through them and you can see them all the way back to the back of the back of the beginning, 77 pages. I think our website goes back to one of our very first shows, which was September 26, 2012.
Wow. Okay. That should be plenty of information.
Yeah, when you start doubting yourself in any little way, just listen to our show, because we do try to keep it upbeat, yeah. And we do give information that does make people feel better, because we know we can help. Here's one. Let me just read this testimonial to you, Pamela. It's a bit long, but it's very interesting. This customer, Lisa, says, I have struggled with leg edema and swelling for nearly 2 years. I am thin, 47 years old. I exercise regularly, have eaten organic for 15 years, diagnosed with adrenal fatigue over a year ago. I've had a lot of emotional stress in the last 3 years. The leg edema is caused from the adrenal fatigue, especially when I experience any emotion, good or bad, the leg swelling appears. This happens daily. No functional naturopathic or Western doctor has been able to explain this. I've been taking REMAG for 2 years, REMAG for 4 months, and have seen positive results. She puts that in capitals. I don't have leg cramps or heart palpitations anymore. The hot flashes that began when the emotional stress started have now ended, thanks to REMAG. I also have regular monthly periods now, thanks to REMAG. For 2.5 years, they had been irregular and basically non-existent. I started Realign a month ago, and she has in all capitals, and the leg swelling has reduced 80 to 90%.
Wow.
The swelling decreased just after taking Realign for 2 days. So there you go. I mean, that I don't know if you're taking Realign, but maybe,
yeah.
You know, good. Then two and two a day. So for people who are listening, this is why Realign is taking out the trash. It's helping to detoxify the body. You know, there might have been something where the lymphatic was blocked or something with that Lisa was experiencing. So there you go.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Did you say take two Realign a day? I've been
correct.
Doing one.
Yeah, you could increase it, and that's going to help as well, to help detox.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Going back to the REMAG, I'm wondering if I need to. I did increase it a little bit since I've talked to you. How much do you think I should be on? I'm now doing one teaspoon.
Yeah, 1.5 is the standard dosage for everybody. 1.5.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
good.
Okay, very good.
So we got you coming and going.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Pamela, we'll talk to you, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and you're going to be so much better.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
I have noticed great results, Carolyn, since I started taking 4 Realign a day. Yeah, I've always loved Realign, but I haven't. I just decided I was going to start taking more. And I did, and it's been great. So I take two in the morning and two at lunchtime. I try to get them in early in the day, but it's been fantastic just for a lot of different things. So one can never take too much Realign, I guess, must be the message.
Interesting. Yeah, because it is the 8B vitamins in low potency. You know, we don't overdo it because the body does not need to be jammed with 50 milligrams of a B vitamin. Our B vitamins are like 2 and 4 milligrams, and they're food-based and methylated. And yeah, some people will need a little more. I actually have been taking 3 a day because of just the toxicity of the world, you know, mental, emotional, and physical. So yes, go ahead.
We have a great article somewhere in our archives about Ben Lynch and the sulfation pathways of the liver, and how you kind of brought that out and went through about how Realign works with the sulfation pathways of the liver. And also because of the taurine and methionine are very good precursors. So that will be pretty amazing what it does with acetaldehyde, is that how you say it?
Acetaldehyde,
which is one of the, you know, alcohol sugars give off acetaldehyde, but also there's a lot of acetaldehyde that just comes from food in general, and the way that it works in the body. So with your, you know, we know that from alcohol too, with the Realign. So all these sugar alcohols that people are eating in their keto foods and stuff like that, when they're saying, well, the dietary carbs is this, but the sugar alcohols is only 3 and this and that, that is all building up in the body too. So I just think Realign is really pretty spectacular.
Yes. And Lisa, this testimonial, she continues and says, I'm also taking the RNA drops. So that could be part of her recovery. I'm increasing the drops weekly as Dr. Dean recommends and can't wait to reap the benefits. So grateful for making these compounds, etc. Thank you. So that's awesome. I know. And that's why, folks, we are able to say when a couple of our questioners today said, well, I'm taking them and I'm, you know, don't feel anything. And it's seriously because you're not taking enough.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, I agree completely. All right, very good. Let's press on to our next caller, area code 434. Area code 434, if you can either respond to the blue button on your screen or hit *6 and take your phone off mute. There you are. Welcome to the call. To whom are we speaking?
Hi, Dr. Dean and Jenny. This is Sherry Bell in Virginia.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I was thinking I hadn't noticed. Well, when I heard you talking about hot flashes tonight, I thought, oh, I'm not sure I've been noticing those lately. And I've been on formulas, I guess mid-September I've been on all of them. But my question is, I'm 73 and I had a hysterectomy in, 26 years ago. I still have my ovaries. So I have been paranoid about hormone replacement, and even the bioidentical, we've got this naturopath in town, and she kind of tries to scare people away from the bioidentical. But, you know, I've heard you talking and about what you're taking, Dr. Dean, and being that I have AFib, and I'm on metoprolol and Xarelto, I just wondered if it would be good for me to go on carefully on the bioidentical, if that would help my heart. And if I would in time with the formulas, and if the hormones would help me be able to get off the medicines.
I don't know that. I really don't know. In our, you know, customer service with people who have AFib and are on our products, I have not heard people say that they're better or worse from their from taking hormones or not taking them. So I really can't say to you that going on bioidentical would help the heart. I don't know that at all, Sherry.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wanted to also ask about Relight. Not Relight. The multiple minerals.
Remite. Yeah, we did. You Remite. Were right. It used to be called Relight, but we had to give up that name. Yes, go ahead.
I think I'm taking 3/4 of a teaspoon.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember really for sure right now, but I heard you say something a while back about if you're trying to get off hypothyroid medicine, which I take,
mm-hmm.
To increase the Remite.
And correct.
How much would you say?
Well, if people ask us directly about getting off their thyroid medication, if you're taking a teaspoon and a half and it's not budging, we will say to people, like I personally, that's the way I have to say it, I personally would go up to 2 teaspoons, but I wouldn't go up to much more, because what happens is over time, the mineral, the iodine will build and do its thing, and it just seems to work itself out with the thyroid, just taking a teaspoon and a half or up to 2 teaspoons. If you're only taking 3/4 of a teaspoon, you've only got half the dose we recommend.
Okay, I may be taking 1.5 already then. But so what did you say, 2 or 3 to only go up to?
2.
2, okay.
Yeah, and you can get a test, a thyroid test, and check and see if your TSH is normalizing to know whether or not you can wean off medication. But you do that with your doctor.
Okay. I did have a test fairly recently, and my TSH was normal.
Okay.
I don't know if she'll be big about weaning me, but we'll see.
And yeah, when you say that, we'll see. Well, the thing is, it should be your choice. But what holds doctors back, Sherry, is they never see people getting off these medications. And they don't think it's a big deal that, oh, you're taking this synthetic for the rest of your life. That should be okay. But you see, the thyroid wants to do much more than what the synthetic thyroid is giving you. When you take synthetic thyroid, it suppresses the thyroid from making its own hormones. And there's T1, T2, T3, and T4 thyroid hormones. And when you take a thyroxine, it's just giving you the T4. So what are we missing out by not stimulating our own thyroid hormone production with the Remite? So that's what you're looking for. But the doctor, they would think, well, what's a big deal? And you can't re-educate them. You just, you know, make up a story maybe and say, well, I don't know if this is agreeing with me. And if my TSH is normal, you know, maybe I should reduce it somewhat, you know, and just do your experiment along with your doctor, knowing you're doing it. But you kind of have to, you know, coddle them a bit so that they won't get upset.
Yeah, I will say she's pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, she does ask me because she has to, but she knows I'm not going to accept a flu shot or the COVID shot. So I think I might be able to work with her about letting me back up on it.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Because actually my numbers were, before I started on the formulas, my numbers got a little better. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And she did agree to let me slide back on my medicine. So I thought that was good.
That sounds good. Okay, anything else, Sherry?
I think that's all. Yeah, I really appreciate your time and your expertise and being here for everybody. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling. It's useful, too, for people to hear good questions like this. You know, everybody learns something. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just wanted to say, if Pamela is still listening, I heard her say about falling asleep, and probably she's already been checked out for sleep apnea, but I have it, and I don't fall asleep, but I know that's one of the things that can happen if people have it badly without having it treated. So,
and that's interesting because Pamela did say that she gets that short of breath when she's lying down. So that's interesting. You could research that, Pamela. Okay, good work. Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry. That was great. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to area code 562. 562, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. Welcome, welcome. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Dean. This is Nancy again.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm trying to get off of, I was trying to get off of the thyroid medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've flown to California because my son got married, and I started having blood work done here with Kaiser, and my TSH is going the wrong direction. I'm not doing as regular exercise. I'm moving around a good bit, but I can't say, you know, like I don't walk this circle on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
My drops, you know, your drops, I've gotten irregular with those.
Mm.
And the other thing that I have done that I'm trying to figure out what I've done to make it go the wrong direction,
right,
is that when I take my thyroid medicine in the morning, I then wait an hour and I drink the mineral water. And used to, I gave it a bigger gap than that, but I don't know that that's it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not doing something that's making it go the wrong direction.
Well, now the wrong direction, you mean it's going higher?
Right. Okay. On the 8th of September, it was 6.9. Now, it had been lower than that back, but I don't have it right here in front of me. And then it went to 8.52, 9.22, and 11.31.
Well, it's tough. You know, when you travel, things can get messed up. But, you know, to me, it sounds like your body does not want to get off the thyroid medication right now.
That's what it sounds like to me, too. And shame on it.
I know. It should know that our will, what we want done, command the angels to get off.
In its truth. Now, I've got, along in there, I've also got, and I don't understand T4 and T3 particularly. I'm a little bit, but not exactly.
Right.
In September the 22nd, when the TSH was 8.52, the T4 was 0.8, and the T3 was 57. And then, like, 2 weeks two weeks later, it was 9.22, so it had gone up some, TSH, and the T4 was 1.0, and the T3 was 63. Are the T3s and the T4s numbers not as goofy as the TSH?
No, they're not as goofy. No, they're not.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they're kind of maintaining yourself. And see, the TSH is the thyroid stimulating hormone, you know, from the pituitary that's trying to push your thyroid to make more T4 and T3 and T1 and T2 as well, but they don't measure them. So it's, you know, banging away on your thyroid. And, you know, what your thyroid medication was doing is giving you an amount of T4 mostly. I don't know if you're doing a T3 or a T3, T4.
No, I'm just doing levothyroxine.
So that's a T4. So, you know, that, right. And then when you take a certain level of T4, your TSH stops beating away because you've got enough. So it pulls back. And what you've been doing is, you know, by reducing your thyroid medication and then trying to give yourself the building blocks with the Remite and the Remag to make right. your own hormones. But it's not doing what we want it to do, basically. So, you know,
it's not doing with the TSH, but are those T4 and T3 numbers good?
Oh, I see. Yes. Let's just look at exactly the normal values of T3 and T4, because they fluctuate in between one another. Normal right. ranges of T3, they say 3 to 8, and T4, 4 to 11. So it's a whole, wow, that is different. So you're below 3 and way above 11. Huh.
All right, my T4s were 0.8 and 1. And then my T3s were 57 and 63.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
When they show me a little graph here on the lab stuff, it shows it between, you know, falling between low normal and high normal or whatever, you know, in the normal range nicely on the, especially on the T3. I don't remember the T4. So if those are normal, is it just some miscommunication with the pituitary gland or something?
Well,
during all of that, I stayed consistently on 75 micrograms a day, all the way through that. As the TSH keeps going up, yeah. I'm still on 75 micrograms. So, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, what I read off is obviously not what your lab was testing, the scale, right? Right. So, you know, I found the other measures that sync up more. The total T3 is 75 to 195. That makes more sense if yours was 50 and 60, but it's still kind of low.
Huh. Right, but it's increased. Those two numbers that I have increased.
Yeah,
my TSH was also increasing.
Yeah,
and my T4 increased. It's free T4.
Thyroid endocrinology is really difficult, especially when you're paying close attention to this, and it's you know almost impossible to figure it out. But I don't like the fact that your TSH is going up, and it should be going down. Right. Yeah.
Right.
And are you in California for a while? What's the story there?
Probably till the 13th of next month.
Right. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do much of anything until you get back home and go to your regular doctor and try to sort this out.
Well, actually, California is my regular insurance. And when I go back to Alabama, basically, I do internet lab work on my own.
Oh, I see. Oh, gosh. Well, maybe, you know, try to sort it out there, because if you're, you know, taking the 75 regular and then your TSH is jumping up and down, and how much Remite are you taking?
4 teaspoons.
Yeah. No, don't let the rest of the audience hear that you're taking 4 teaspoons.
Okay. Plug your ears, people.
Plug your ears. We're doing an experiment here. Well, I don't know what to say other than, you know, it's unexpected what's happening. I mean, you're not suffering, though. You're not having hyper or hypothyroid symptoms, are you, Nancy?
Not gosh awful. I mean, it sort of has surprised me that the TSH keeps going up. And then when I want to look at, and I think that's free T4 instead of just T4. But anyway, something about T4. With the T4 and the T3 both increasing, that's good, isn't it?
It is good, and that should put your TSH lower because you're making more hormones. Yeah.
Right.
And maybe
they're disagreeing with each other.
Right, but maybe the testing is, I mean, every couple of months you're doing it, but maybe the TSH will take a while to catch up, you know, to get the feedback and lower itself. That's the only thing I can think of.
So I should not get all carried away with adding any. All right, yesterday I added like 6.5 micrograms. Uh-huh. But I did not feel any real results. What did I do? That's not right. I had 12.5 micrograms. I did half of a 25 to the 75. But I should not get very carried away with adding since the T3 and the T4 are doing good things, right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I mean, personally, what I do is stay with that extra 12.5. Added to the 75 and see what happens after a month, you know, test that before you go back and just keep everything else the same. Yeah.
Now, should I do that every day or just sometimes? Because even when I was reducing, I would reduce like a couple of times a week, not every day.
Oh, right. Yeah.
My thyroid has always been extremely touchy with medication. It's never been real normal.
Right.
And that's since I was 30 something.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I would play it a little softer and maybe just do the 12.5 milligrams every 2 days or even every 3 days and see if at the end of a month or so that your TSH is acknowledging it.
Right. But I should pay more attention to the free T4 and a T3 than the TSH at this point, right? Worrying about it.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I think the TSH, the feedback loop is probably just a little slow. Sometimes for those hormonal thing, it takes 3 months.
Right. Well, the doctor here has been willing to work with me and do the TSH check every 2 weeks, which is wonderful on my insurance, so I don't have to pay for it.
But
I won't.
That's great. You're
phenomenal.
Yeah, you're an experimenter, so that's great to have that backup.
So I won't do it as frequently once I get back to Alabama because I'll be paying out of pocket, but I'll still do it. But I can also talk to the doctor, and I've got a phone appointment with him for Wednesday to see what he's thinking about these numbers.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd see what you were thinking.
Yeah, a doctor who's regularly treating thyroid and doing medications, they'll have much more experience. So, yeah, you may get some more information that you can share with us.
Now, how much difference does it make with me not regularly exercising, like walking 15, 20 minutes a day?
Does I don't know.
Does that make that much difference with the thyroid?
No. No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No.
And the drops, I'm doing it sporadically instead of twice a day regularly. But that shouldn't make that much difference either, should it?
Not really, but you mean the RNA reset drops, Nancy?
Yes.
Well, the RNA reset, they will get into an area in the body that's a priority. And if you're working on the thyroid as your priority, they can have an effect. I would be consistent with those. But I know we do say twice a day, but I know Ginny and I have said that we're just taking ours once a day. We take the double dose once a day just to get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what dosage do you do?
I'm on a big teaspoon myself. Okay. And that's going to be about 30 drops, 30. Yeah.
So how long do you hold it in under your tongue before you swish it and swallow it?
As much as I can. I'll go out for my walk then. If I have to say something to someone, I'll swallow it. I might keep it in for minutes and minutes and minutes.
Right. Okay. That's what I was sort of doing too. Long time if I could handle it, and short time if I couldn't.
Right. Okay. And saliva builds up. The saliva builds up, so you've got a big mouthful at the end of it.
Right. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Oh, and I did cut mm-hmm. back my magnesium a little bit. I was doing 4.5 teaspoons, and I cut it back to 4. Because of bowel movement and consistency. But that's not going to make that much difference on the thyroid, is it?
No, especially if you had looser bowels, because that means you're losing some of it. So I think 1/2 teaspoon is probably a very good idea.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad I got focused on the T3 and the T4, because that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's wonderful to speak with you and have someone who's, you know, you're doing the experiment. It's great, because you'll bring that information to your doctor, and, you know, they'll learn something just as I'm learning something. So it's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate you talking to me. Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. And have fun in California. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent exchanges, Carolyn. We don't have anybody holding right now. I know you had some things you wanted to read off into the record. So what would you like to do?
Yes, we'll read off women's testimonials. And yeah, that was a good kind of thyroid education for people. I know it can be a bit dense, but you can re-listen, because Nancy had some great observations there. Okay, another testimonial. Dennis. What's he talking about? I appreciate the quality of Dr. Dean's products and the sound science-based nutritional information. For me, Remite has helped me overcome my low thyroid problem. I began taking a teaspoon of Remite each morning and a glass of water. After about 3 months while under my doctor's care, I was able to slowly eliminate my thyroid medication. My symptoms disappeared and my blood test results were normal. Apparently, my thyroid has what it needs to make its own hormones again. I also take Remag. Maybe the two have worked together to help make this change for me. Awesome. So that's another thyroid testimonial. Farank says, I've been taking a teaspoon of Remag twice a day since 2013. I tried many brands and Remag is my favorite. If 1,000 enzymes and all the hormones in the body require magnesium to do the biological functions, then it makes sense to have it every day. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for making it available. And yes, Remag is the only 60,000 parts per million liquid magnesium, stabilized, proven in university studies to be as tiny as we say it is. Lisa says, I've been using Dr. Dean's products for a little over 3 months. They've helped my body recover from shoulder surgery quickly. My allergies have calmed down to the point I no longer do allergy injections. My hormones are more balanced. Woohoo! What'd she say? 3 months. Crazy. Jessica says, my husband and I both struggled with adrenal fatigue. I also have had heart palpitations for 20 years. We've been taking Remag and Remite for over a year now and have seen great improvements in our health. I no longer have heart palpitations and no sign of adrenal fatigue. Wow, that's pretty amazing. And this is after medical hormone testing was done. My husband has also seen great improvement in his as well. We are so thankful to have found these great products. Next one, Alyssa says, I have a completely improved body, mind, and spirit from engaging the Reset products for the last 4 years. I was put on antibiotics as a young teen and have had negative side effects for years that I didn't even know were attributed to that medication. I think back to how I responded to my body and my health, worrying about decline in decay and trying to band-aid the situation, but overwhelmed with unknowns. Now I relax and allow the RNA reset products to do just that. The products have calmed and supported my entire being by balancing calcium, magnesium, hormone, nervous system, minerals, good protein building blocks for body chemistry, and the RNA DNA messaging of my cells. Thank you, Dr. Dean. Very sweet. Lori says, oh, this is interesting, Jenny. I am stunned that there are not hundreds of positive reviews about this product. I've taken Remag and Remite for only 3 days and have already had 95% less leg cramps and no more heart vibrations. They were not palpitations, but vibrations. I have had them for years, more than 5 years, and no one could figure out what they were. I believe they had to do with my hormones. Mind you, I've been taking magnesium oil and many, many supplements. I stopped them all and just took these two, and wow, awesome results. If you're looking for results, invest in your health and get these, Remag and Remite. You'll be thrilled you did. Awesome. Thank you, Lori. Nancy says, I've been using Remag for about 4 years since it was recommended by a healer nutritionist that I was working with at the time. It's also approved by my spiritual guidance for the highest good of my body. My body seems to be very happy with its benefits since I do my best to listen to my body wisdom. I shall continue using this wonderful product. I have also gotten my sister to use it as she was having terrible leg cramps at night. This has been helpful for her also. Blessings of love and vibrant health and well-being. Very sweet. Saba says, I'm absolutely happy with everything about Dr. Carolyn Dean's products and services. It's a lifesaver for me. I ask any question I have, I get the response immediately. I'm very content. And she's talking about our support at rnareset.com, our wonderful customer service. Doris says, I'm taking both Remag and Remite. I feel so much better. I'm not lightheaded and don't need my walker, only if I'm going to walk a great distance. I could never thank you enough. And Cora says, I've been using these essentials for several years, and I'm grateful that they come in a bundle so I can save money on my regular purchase. I've come to expect superior health from using these products along with a decent diet, exercise, and other daily habits to keep my mind, body, and spirit in balance. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for continuing to turn out superior products to keep my physical body functioning optimally. And that's it, 11 perfect testimonials.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's so sweet. And also Elma, our precious little Elmo in Kuwait, who was always listening to us, says, thank you, Dr. Dean, for giving me my health back, for saving me. Now I'm in good health. And I know she shares the products with her family members. And she's such a sweetheart. Every time I look on Instagram, I see Elma with a huge row of hearts on every single one of our posts.
Oh, now, does she get them from people in Europe or directly from...
No, shorters from us, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure.
All the way to Kuwait.
All the way to Kuwait. Zoom, zoom.
Yeah. Well, when I was in Dubai years ago for a conference, someone approached me. Was it from Qatar? They were trying to get them into Qatar? I don't know if that ever worked out. I don't think so.
Yes. Qatar, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we did get them there. That was the doctor who wanted to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's so hard though. Even in Dubai, I met with some of the health ministry and this and that, because the person who invited me over, he wanted to start a anti-aging clinic. And it was just so much bureaucracy. It was incredible. And I think he was from Syria. And he finally did get it going. But even so, the paperwork and bureaucracy to get supplements into Dubai was just crushing.
And absolutely. Well, all right, love. Let's see how we're doing. We've got 4 minutes left before we have to wrap up the show. What else should we talk about? We're good on our Facebook messages. We've got everybody sorted out on YouTube. We're good on the Dream Vision. Nancy M is still there as per usual, always with us, listening on the Dream Vision 7 channel. Sally Dean was here tonight, and all of our fun people. Maria and Alan was here, and all kinds of good stuff. So what would we like to talk about real quick?
Let's mention our men's seminar next week. We've never done this before. I mean, the people who've come on to the show to give us testimonials, there have been men, but this will be a half a dozen men, you know, chiming in and talking about their experience. And what we saw from what they wrote for us, which is in the book should be ready by then. You can download our free ebook. What is it? Total Body Health for Men. What's it called?
Mm-hmm. Total Body Health for Men. Yep.
Total Body Men. What you'll notice is most of them talk about RNA reset drops.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a stable of men who've been with us for long enough, where the first products they got were the RNA reset drops. So they began there, and then they expanded using all the other products. But they have such incredible experiences from RNA reset drops that, you know, Ginny and I, we want to emphasize that in the show next week, and somewhat in the book we talk about it. But we really have to get more people on the RNA reset drops. Are we going to do a sale, Ginny?
I believe we are. Yep. I think we're going to have a special sale after our webinar on the drops. And so that'll be fun. Yep.
Because with something like the RNA reset drops, they do have a life force. In the radish experiment, which I talk about all the time, they repelled predators. And that's what we want our body to do, is to be strong against any attack. And people, they just totally benefit from them. And the dosage is, you know, very small. I know I said I'm on a whole teaspoon. Bob's on a couple of tablespoons. We've been taking them for so long, but we do think they have anti-aging effects, and they're a catalyst for all our other products, all our other formulas. In fact, I'm so persuaded of their benefits that we created a powder, RNA reset powder, which is just a concentrated RNA drops, which are dehydrated RNA drops. And we put them in our Whole C Reset, in our Realign. What else do we put them in? Floor Revive.
And also they're in the Renew Serum.
Restructure. Renew Serum, right. So we're convinced that they're helping people, but to take the original RNA reset drops by mouth every day as a consistent prescription, it's helped so many people. We could just be doing that product as our only product, I think, and have incredible results, but we didn't want to stop there. I had to get the Remag going, then thought, oh, we need Remag. oh, and what about this? And what about that? I just couldn't stop. Couldn't stop.
She couldn't stop herself. Nope. Well, we're going to stop now for the show, but we'll be back next week, you guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we hope everybody had a great time tonight, and we will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.